The June 12, 2025, issue of the Terrace Standard published a synopsis of our Member of Parliament's support package. An MP's basic salary is $209,800, added to that is a generous package of supplements, allowances, and benefits. At $209,800 an MP's minimum wage is a respectable income, it is more than the combined salary we pay to our 7 city council members. I am not equating the responsibilities of the House of Commons to those of City Council. The two are not comparable, not in their structure and not in their responsibilities. What I am seeking to compare are the duties and responsibilities of an MP, as an individual, to those of a member of a municipal council, mayor or councillor. I am specifically interested in the juxtaposition of their respective democratic accountability. Financial matters, revenues and expenditures, are core themes of House of Commons and Municipal Council deliberations. What is the role of an individual MP, one of 343 in the House, in the process of developing and adopting a federal government budget? How does that compare to the role of a municipal council member, one of 7 in council chambers? At the federal level, where legislative responsibilities are shared by the House of Commons and the Senate, and where executive responsibilities are the cabinet's, an individual backbench MP's engagement in the deliberations and adoption of budgets is minimal compared to the engagement of an individual member of a municipal council in shaping and adopting a municipal budget, financial plan. Every word a council member may utter in the course of budget deliberations matters. With only 4 votes needed to adopt or defeat a budget, suggesting that every vote counts is not just a figure of speech. With the exception of independents, MPs are members of political parties, either in support of or in opposition to the government. In matters as important as budgets, an MP's vote is whipped, which means that every MP is instructed by the party leader on how to vote. A municipal council member is also subjected to political pressures on budget matters, but it is a different kind of pressure. It may come from citizens, from neighbors, from businesses, or from fellow council members, but the decision to vote yay or nay rests with each council member individually. There is no mandatory voting along party lines on a municipal council. At the municipal level, after council has adopted a budget, even if just barely, by a 4-3 vote, an individual council member cannot dodge responsibility for the decision by declaring that, I voted against it. Council as a whole is responsible. At the federal level, on the other hand, an MP representing an opposition party may proudly declare that she or he voted against the budget and therefore cannot be held responsible for it. I am not suggesting that compensation for MPs should be reduced to what we pay municipal council members, or that municipal council compensation should be raised to an MP's minimum wage. I am suggesting that, when an MP responds unsympathetically to public demands for increased funding for a service, or to calls for government support for a new program, that MP should keep in mind that the compensation government pays to MPs and House of Commons officers, $370 million in 2023-2024, also contains taxpayers' dollars.